From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. BP is preparing for yet another risky undersea operation to try to plug the worst oil spill in U.S. history. The company is still trying to figure out a temporary fix to the gushing well in the Gulf of Mexico after declaring yesterday the procedure known as the Topkill failed to do the job. BP Managing Director Bob Dudley says now unmanned submarines will try to saw through a leaking pipe and then cap it.
We failed to wrestle this beast to the ground. We're immediately moving equipment that we had in place as the next step, which is to put a something called a lower marine riser package cap on the top of the well that will produce the majority of the fluids to the well up to a vessel at the surface.
Dudley speaking on Fox News Sunday. A relief well that's currently being drilled is considered the best long-term solution, but that won't be ready for at least a couple more months. The leaders of China, Japan, and South Korea are at the end of a two-day summit, declaring the torpedo attack on a South Korean ship in March poses a threat to peace and stability in the region. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Seoul that China, North Korea's main ally, did not join other nations in blaming Pyongyang for the incident.
South Korea and Japan are united in their belief that the attack on the South Korean ship Cheonan was carried out by a North Korean submarine. They hope to persuade China to see it their way, but after a weekend summit in South Korea, China still was not willing to criticize North Korea. The Chinese premier, Wen Jiabao, would only say avoiding conflict on the Korean peninsula was the most urgent goal. The attack on the Cheonan left 46 sailors dead. 10 days ago, South Korea released the results of an international investigation that concluded North Korea was to blame. Since then, North Korea has threatened all-out war if South Korea took any retaliatory steps. South Korea says it intends to bring the issue to the UN Security Council in the coming days. The Chinese premier said both sides should seek to lessen tension and avoid further conflict. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Seoul.
Colombians are voting for president today. The frontrunners to replace President Alvaro Uribe are former defense minister Juan Manuel Santos and the former mayor of Bogota. The BBC's Will Grant reports both candidates are promising to continue Uribe's security measures.
Many analysts thought Mr. Santos would simply assume a large part of Mr. Uribe's popularity by promising continuity on national security issues. However, mid-campaign, there was an unexpected surge by the former mayor of Bogotá, Antanas Mockus. Standing for president for the fledgling Green Party in Colombia, Mr. Mockus has a reputation as a clean candidate. He has called for transparency in all branches of government and has criticised his nearest rival, Mr. Santos, for failing to prevent a number of high-profile human rights abuses by the military while he was defence minister.
The BBC's Will Grant reporting from Bogota. You're listening to NPR News. This is beyond American Idol. Eurovision, with its 55-year history, is one of Europe's premier pop music events. The contest parades a wide array of musical styles and original songs, mostly from relatively unknown artists. The show draws millions of viewers, but as Larry Miller reports from London, that doesn't mean many of the songs become hits.
This year's Eurovision Song Contest was held in Oslo. 25 countries entered original songs in what can be more a spectacle of nationalistic musical mediocrity than the best of the best. Votes are cast by countries for other countries. In recent years, it's become more a political than musical statement.
The winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 2010 is Germany.
The winning song, Satellite. Sung by 19-year-old Lena.
This is so absolutely awesome.
Most often, the winner gets a one-way ticket to obscurity, but not always. ABBA won the contest for Sweden in 1974. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
On a very different note, at least 15 deaths are now blamed on the season's first tropical storm, which made landfall yesterday near the Guatemala-Mexico border. Torrential rains from Tropical Storm Agatha brought deadly flooding and mudslides. Motorcyclists are gathering in the nation's capital for their annual ride from the Pentagon to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Organizers say they do it to pay respect to fallen troops and to remember prisoners of war and those missing in action. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.